3 minutes max again now. And of course, we wait in nervous but proud anticipation of tonight's Cricket World Cup final between the Black Caps and England. We've heard the opinions this morning of former captains Ken Rutherford and Jeff Boycott. Here is the Indian-born writer Rajoshi Chakraborty. And Rajoshi grew up in Calcutta and Mumbai, but he's also lived in England and now Wellington, and he's a keen cricket fan.
Midway through the league phase of this Cricket World Cup, fans began to notice some uncanny parallels between the progress of Pakistan this time round and their journey through the tournament back in 92, which they ultimately won. Some of the coincidences were indeed striking and led to memes asking Pakistanis to prepare for Sarfraz Ahmed, the current captain, taking over as Prime Minister in 26 years, as Imran Khan did. But although Pakistan tried its very best, that narrative didn't quite follow the script this time round. I'm going to whisper it because I really don't want to jinx it, but the team that might have taken up the baton of following the Pakistani script from 92 is New Zealand. Consider some of the parallels. Getting through the round robin with a little help from other results and a washout, but then coming through a thrilling semi-final against a team that had topped the league phase, which, back in 92, had been Martin Crowe's New Zealand itself. And now, like Pakistan, they are set up to face England in the final. Will Trent Bolt do more than a passing imitation of Wasim Akram in his prime? It's very likely. Should we sit back and prepare for a Prime Minister Williamson in 26 years? I could imagine worse. As for that thrilling semi-final, I watched its second half as an Indian fan, but increasingly as a New Zealand admirer. Speaking of narratives, what a story. The Indians recovered after a devastating start, only to be denied at the end by a brilliant throw from the man who more than anyone probably needed to do something brilliant. And what an incredible roster of contributions from virtually everyone. It's been a long tournament, enough time for many narratives to ebb and flow, reach incredible highs and crushing lows. And I don't believe that without the backing and constant support of your teammates, you could make it from one to the other. It shows me that the sportsmanship and empathy the Black Caps have become known for in recent years, they practice the same qualities with one another as well. In its history, the Cricket World Cup has been frequently the story of less fancied teams gelling together into an ever stronger unit. Today, New Zealand will need to do it all again. But what I feel confident about is that New Zealand will be brave, they will be together, and they will enjoy being there, being present at every ball, so they can grab their chances and write their own story.
Thank you, Rajoshi Chakraborty, and I hope that your intuitions are right. We all do.